Hello families. What a week of weather. We tried to beat the heat by utilizing water and ice. The freezer was jam-packed with different experiences ready to use for the rooms. Some experiences required the children to break the ice to save the bugs that were trapped inside it. Others allowed the children to mix colors when the ice melted. We have such creative educators at Chocolates Croydon. We are so proud to showcase what their creative minds implement. Some of our highlights this week were Messy Play. Aston hosted yet another messy play session, and of course the children loved it. We had a giant rainbow fizzy ice block, a sponge cake station, under the sea with gelatin and noodles, colored rice and painting a tile. The children enjoyed exploring each area, scooping, mixing, squeezing, painting using their fine motor skills and improving their hand strength. It is also a fantastic way to enhance their social skills as they spoke with their friends, waiting their turn and sharing group experiences. We can't wait for the next one. Emotional regulation. All of our rooms participate in experiences based on emotional regulation. Emotional regulation enables children to navigate and maintain positive relationships with peers, family members, and teachers. It helps them understand and appropriately respond to the emotions of others, fostering healthier and more supportive social interactions. Our Kindergarten 3 team created a wonderful experience for the children to allow them to connect and match the color of the feeling with the emotion itself. At Chocolates Croydon, we utilize zones of regulation. The term zones of regulation refers to a framework designed to help children and individuals of all ages develop self-regulation skills. It is a concept used to help children and individuals to recognize and manage their emotions, sensory needs, and overall state of alertness. The zones of regulation divides emotions and states of alertness into four color-coded zones. Blue zone, low energy down. Feelings, sad, tired, bored, sick, moving slowly. State of alertness, low energy, sluggish, and lethargic. Strategies, activities that increase alertness, such as stretching, deep breathing, or taking a break. Green zone, good to go. Feelings, happy, calm, focused, content. State of alertness, ready to learn, calm, content. Strategies, these are typically activities that maintain this state, like playing, working, or relaxing. Yellow zone, caution. Feelings, frustrated, anxious, worried, excited. State of alertness, increased energy, more alert but not necessarily in control. Strategies, techniques to help manage this heightened state, such as deep breathing, taking a break, or seeking help. Red zone, stop think. Feelings. Angry, terrified, out of control, elated. State of alertness, over-aroused, out of control, intense emotions. Strategies to calm down and regain control, like deep pressure activities, taking a break, or using a calming space. The aim of utilizing this framework is to help children recognize which zone they are in, understand why they are in that zone, and then choose appropriate strategies to self-regulate. Footy tipping. Our highly anticipated footy tipping competition is back. Click the link below for all the details on how to join and be in the running to win a fabulous 12-month family adventure extravaganza, valued at over $320. Good luck. We'd love your help to help us improve at Chocolates. So, don't forget you can send us feedback or share your ideas at any time regarding our service, practice, policies or curriculum in a couple of different ways. In person at Chocolates, either verbally or in writing using the clipboards provided. Via phone or email. Using our National Quality Areas feedback form. Using our policy feedback form. Visiting chocolates.com.au contact. Have a great weekend. Deb, Savannah, Zach, Gemma and the Chocolates team.